All right. We have another Mr. Lake Geneva pageant contestant here. Mr. Matt Fats Steinbrink joins us. How you doing, sir?
Good, good, good. How are you doing, Nance?
I'm doing good. Are you ready for Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm actually really nervous about it, but I'm ready.
Okay, okay. Tell us, for the people who don't know, which there might be, I don't know, maybe three of them, where do you work? And tell us the name of your charity and why you picked it.
I am the president of Steinbrink's Piggly Wiggly.
Woohoo!
I'm one of the co-owners. We own Lake Geneva, Delavan, and then we have two stores in Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
And my charity is for the Alzheimer's Association. And the reason I chose the Alzheimer's Association is because my wife and I have both lost a grandpa to the disease. And then one of my best friends just lost his dad recently. So it really touches home. And that's why I decided to go out there and raise money for Alzheimer's.
Nice, nice. It's a terrible, terrible disease. It's just incredible. And it's great that you are raising money for them. So your first question is, why did you agree to be a Mr. Lake Geneva contestant?
You know, I thought about it for a while and I talked to my wife about it. And I'm so used to being involved with different charities, different civic organizations, running different golf outings, being involved with different events. I'm seeing different stuff. And I looked at it like a chance for me to go out there and really sell myself to see what I could do in raising money for a cause that I really feel deeply and strongly about. So that was a determining factor of why I decided to run.
Awesome. Awesome. Then the second question, and again, we have asked these same questions all 3 years of the pageant. So, and we've always gotten great and interesting answers to the second question. No pressure. Who do you think your biggest competition is in the pageant?
Oh, wow. My biggest competition in the pageant.
Is there a dark horse, do you think? Is there like...
You know, I went into the competition, and when I was, I've known some of the guys for years, but then I did meet a few guys for the first time, and I was telling the guys, like, I thought Abel's a front runner, but I did tell a couple of guys, I said, I think you should watch out for Skip from Grand Geneva. I think he's a dark horse.
That's...
But then I also got to say, my boy Tom, I mean...
he's rocking it.
Yeah, and he's, I'd say he's great competition, too. All the guys are great competition, I think. There's probably going to be a lot of stuff done Saturday night that people don't expect. So, you know, because basically, like myself, I don't have talents. So it's, you know, I'm going to lose that part of it probably.
Sure you do. You have talent. There's got to be something. I mean, yeah, I hope you have something planned by now.
Oh, we got something planned.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, yeah, I just, well, and the number of fundraisers you guys have done this year and the total creativity of all these fundraisers, you guys have blown that out of the water.
Yeah, I think by now we're already past the total amount that last year's group raised.
Right.
And we're really striving to hopefully hit 100K for all of our charities, which would be incredible.
Yeah.
I know last year my coach, Scrappy, Anthony Silvestri, he was second place in fundraising at 16K, and then Joel Doyle was top at 18K. There's actually unofficially three guys already over 18K at this point.
Right.
And there might be one in the competition. I'm not going to name names that might be hitting 30K.
You're not going to name any names?
No, but he's definitely over 25K right now.
Well, I am, like I said, I've just been incredibly impressed with all of the creativity that went into the fundraisers this year and so much community support.
It's been awesome.
It's absolutely awesome. And it's great because next year, so many more people will know about the competition, why you're raising money, how this is done, and everybody else is going to want to be involved as well. So, and that's what it takes, the community, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, good luck on Saturday night.
Thank you. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. I can't wait. Matt Steinbrink, Mr. Lake Geneva contestant. If you do not have your tickets, you need to find the Mr. Lake Geneva pageant on Facebook and follow the links. Get your tickets. It's probably going to be a sellout. Don't you think?
I would hope so.
That
sounds like it.
I think it will be. I think we've got a lot of people with a lot of big families this time. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a big deal. Thanks, Matt, for coming in.
You betcha.
Alrighty.